Okay, Nita, we're ready for you, please.
Thank you, Daryl. And I want to say good evening to all of you. I'm so glad you're with us. I'm just so thankful. God is doing so much at this very moment, even as we speak, helping America return to righteousness. He spoke to me a couple of days ago and told me that he is let me share that with you at the end of the night and get on with this other, because it's really important. And then I'll give that to you at the end of the night. I have some very bad news, about as bad as it gets. I don't know how you feel about the Kennedy family. I never voted for a Kennedy. You know, we would have mock elections in our classrooms when I was growing up. And I never voted for a Kennedy, but I love them more than the people I voted for. And I'll never understand to this day why I didn't vote for them. But since John F. Kennedy looked like he was going to be our next president, I have loved him. And I've loved him with such a deep respect, not because I thought he was perfect, but because there was something that stirred inside me when I would hear him speak. I understand, you know, a lot of that today, but I sure didn't as a child. So take a look at the Kennedy family. Imagine, if you will, Dad Kennedy, all the Kennedys around Dad Kennedy. John F. Kennedy and the older brother who died in the plane crash while he was in the military. Robert F. Kennedy, whom I respected so much. Someone asked him during his brother's term in office, "So how do you like being little brother? And how do you like having to carry your big brother's luggage every place you go?" And she was mocking him, actually. And his response was just so beautiful. He said, "How do I like it? I love it. I would do anything my big brother needed till the day he's no longer with us. I love carrying his luggage. I love carrying anything he needs me to carry. I love doing anything he would want me to do. He's my brother, and I respect him more than I have words to say." And that reporter, it happened, you know, when I was still a kid, but that reporter just clammed up. They didn't know what else to do. But that was RFK's heart. And then he went to Johnson during Johnson's reign after the death of Kennedy. Now, if this isn't a brave brother, and he stood in front of his desk of the president's office And he said, I want to know one thing from you, Mr. Johnson. And Johnson lifted his head up from the desk, you know, because he was writing. He said, I want to know why you killed my brother. Johnson looked at him with such shock. He said, don't even do it. You know, and I know you killed my brother. Why? You talk about a brave heart. When he loved, even his very life was laid down, you know, on the dirt, in nothingness, for the sake of the one he loved. It was just beautiful. I never forgot that, and you know, until today. I still remember it. But Kennedy, RFK, senior, you might say, had an RFK junior. And today he's part of President Trump's team. And I think, Trump, if you could only understand this nobility of this family. It doesn't matter what kind of garbage comes out. I know the people who were part of the New World Order did a lot to Kennedy when he was in office, trying to destroy him, trying to get rid of him. Now we have our RFK, and because of the nobility of that family, the communist government that we call Democrats absolutely hate the Kennedys. I can't say it strong enough. They hate them so bad they would kill them, and they have two of them. Now RFK is in danger. The Lord showed me a vision, and I saw RFK Jr. run out to the coastline of California, and there was this great mass of stuff then went with him. When he got to where he needed to be, like an island broke off of Southern California, and all that was on it belonged to RFK and their family, clear back to Dad Kennedy. And when the time was right, one of those who were responsible elbowed the person next to them and said, it's time, launch them. And down from the skies came nuclear warheads, one after another, until it was a solitary explosion. That's how fast they came down. And everything on that island and every person, clear back to Dad Kennedy, exploded in the fire and was not. I saw that vision and I just shook. I thought, God, you can't allow this. You cannot allow this. He came from a so-called Democratic Party, but they fought the party every inch of the way from Kennedy on. They have fought what was that shouldn't have been and what was coming that they knew was coming. They're soldiers and they fought for this nation. Please don't let this happen to RFK. The second, what can we do? What special prayer? How do we enact the prophetic? What do we do? Please don't let them kill this man. And don't let them kill his heritage. Oh my goodness, what a beautiful heritage he has. Handed down from dad to himself and his family. And then I continued praying, continued weeping. And suddenly it came to me. Thank God. He does want us, in addition to our daily prayers, until he lets us know RFK is safe and his family. We don't know what price he paid just to leave the Dems and move all the way over to the Republicans. Unless you are in that ilk of community, you don't understand what they put them through. So, the Lord simply, it was, you know, it was like a dish that you would put over a cake to keep it moist and keep it fresh. It was a round, you know, I don't want to say round, but like half of a ball that you just, you know, put down over the cake. I saw that, and I saw something descend from heaven to that looked of that nature over RFK, and all, and it protected everything down to Dad Kennedy, his brothers, their families, his family, covered them all. And I saw it come down over RFK. I don't really understand. I don't know if it was, if it pertained to also being data that is being held behind, you know, strong bars in DC right now. I don't know what all pertained to what was on that island. But it was like it was everything there ever was to know about any of the family. Their goal was to strip the reality of the Kennedy clan ever having existed on this earth. So all of that was settled there with RFK, when this dome came over him, it looked like an acrylic dome, but what it was really made of, I have no idea. And from that point on, he was safe. We will need to keep praying for him, what he's doing for our nation is very important. And because we love what God is doing through Trump, we don't want him to lose him. So tonight, I'm going to ask my two people here to work with me. And if you will just pray what I tell you to pray once we get the imagery filled, then we can move on to the rest of the meeting. Okay, Eli and Daniel, can I get you to come and stand right there? No, stand in the middle of the floor, please. Stand in the middle of the floor, please. Thank you. Okay, I'm walking over there right now. And Elizabeth, I'll let you be RFK Jr. And Daniel, I want you. I want you to lift up the dome when I say, please do it. I'm going to say a prayer. I want you to put the dome over RFK and everything concerning him, clear back to Dad Kennedy, will be under that dome.
Kennedy, everything concerning him, clear back to their dad.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, you need to move closer to the center. Okay, Father, as I feel that you showed me, is that we are to put a divine dome of protection over RFK Jr. and the entire Kennedy family, all the way back to Dad Kennedy. Everything that concerns them and anything that they did for this nation. Okay, Daniel, please put the dome over Robert.
The dome over
Kennedy Jr., his family, and everything concerning to his family, all the way back to his dad, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Okay, Eli, lift your hand.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your divine protection. Thank you, Lord, for honoring our family. Thank you for honoring our family line and all the way down. Our prodigy, Lord, we thank you that our family will live in liberty, in pursuit of liberty, justice, happiness. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we will restore America. We will restore what my father and my uncle, the blessings of the Kennedy blessings, Lord. We thank you, Father, that those blessings, Lord, upon America, in this nation, in this golden age, and everything you have called my family to accomplish in these years, Lord, we will accomplish, Lord. Whether it be through me or through my down my family line, we thank you, Lord, in your holy name. Amen.
Thank you, Eli. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you for joining us in that. Now let me please. Ricky, do you have a prayer you want to pray?
No, thank you.
So let me pray one last prayer. It's amazing to me, Lord, that after all this family has gone through, the Democratic Party, the Communist Party, continues to lose its grip on reality. And it seems to be of a little nature, a little thing, to destroy what they consider to be their opposition, or even to hire the assassin. But Father, they're trying to kill Trump a lot, but you've shown me the kind of protection you've put around him. And there is, I mean, since you showed me that, I've even wondered if that's what they put on, what you put on King David to keep him alive. It's so marvelous in its workings. And I ask you to put that protection over RFK as well as the dome over everything on the island. Just let that divine I don't know what it is, Lord, so I don't know what to call it, but that divine personal protection, very flexible, can go anywhere he needs to go. It doesn't come off after it's been put on. No one can see it but you and the enemy. And the day that it would come off would be when he no longer needs it, and you alone can take it off. So I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will do that for Robert II. And we thank you for that, Father. And I thank you for these intercessors, Lord, that you will put greater protection around them beginning tonight and their families. In your precious name, amen. Okay, Daryl.
Okay, thank you so much, Nita, for sharing what the Lord has shown you.
Daryl, please hold on. Please hold on.
Okay.
You were talking about return to righteousness. You were going to tell the intercessors about the Lord speaking to you about returning to righteousness. The Lord telling you that America will turn to something about returning to righteousness.
Okay. When I told you I couldn't remember what the Lord was going to seed in our land, what it was righteousness. Just like you were putting a plant in the ground that would cover and protect every square inch of the state it was planted in. I saw righteousness planted like a plant all over the nation of America. it was planted again and again and again and again in the ground. And the fruit that will spring forth of this righteousness is that God's way will come into fruition in the nature and character, first of all, of humility. That will be the first fruit it will begin to bear in the nation. And then the rest of it will be like lifting up from a foundation the kingdom that God intended to bring forth from this nation to bring him glory. President Trump, unbeknownst to himself, is planting righteous plants and seeds. We too are doing the same. I would like to tell you something that I've known for some time now, but I've withheld it because I don't want people to lift themselves up without necessarily knowing that they were doing it. But that any of the intercessors might get so excited that they would break the I'm forgetting all these words. I'm only trying to remember words I don't have on the tip of my tongue, you know. But it isn't just Trump. There are people working with him, like his sons. There are people working with him that, unbeknownst to themselves, are planting these seeds of righteousness in this country. But shortly, very soon, Trump will be planting those seeds en masse. And it's going to cause the work that you're doing to lift America up in your glory to sprout and to bring forth unfathomable fruit. We'll look at it and we'll think, wow, I don't think America has ever been given this before. And probably it hasn't. But for this hour, this is a blessing he wants to give to America, because even when America was crippled, the church continued to work toward building the kingdom in this country. So God's going to do it all, and he's going to do it for the sake of the church. Isn't that beautiful? Okay, I wanted to pray about one other thing in case I'm not able to make it through the night. Ukraine and Russia. Father, I thank you for what you're doing to alter the plans of the elite regarding Ukraine. And I thank you that you have given Trump great respect by Putin and Zelensky so that he can bring forth an agreement to stop the war from escalating. We know that Biden has sent at least $1 billion, I'm sure a whole lot more, in military in military armament and financial need, financial help in Ukraine. He keeps bolstering this hope of war. And up till now, Zelensky was willing to work with him. What he's going to do when President Trump comes and sits down in the White House, I have no idea. But our prayer is that he will honor the commitment he has made to Trump to end the war, and Putin as well. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for how you stopped China from barreling down on Taiwan. We thank you for the control that you're taking step by step in Israel to bring that to an end. We thank you that you stopped the hope of war and the activity of war by China against America and many other countries. You want this season of time to be a season of peace so you can get your business done. And we thank you that you're working, and you're working behind the scenes, and you're working before the scenes. You're working, you're ever working to bring about your desire among the nations, that all who desire can be saved. Father, we love you so much to know you and the wonder of your ways just seems to be too big a thing to be able to believe for until you start seeing it happen right before your eyes. How great and wonderful you are, my God. Thank you. Thank you for all the lives, all the souls that will be saved in the ceasefires scurrying across the globe to bring peace. In your precious name, amen.